There's another story in the news about the oil company. Back in 1940, the weekly broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera gained a sole sponsor, and it was Texaco. The opera needed a sponsor, and considering that the oil company brass had gotten pasted in the press for ties to Nazi Germany, Texaco needed a good deed to do. For whatever reason, a partnership was struck up, and decades after the Camel Caravan of News and the Armstrong Circle Theater came and went, even after a merger gave Texaco a new double-barreled name, the marriage between the opera company and the oil company survived.
At the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City, this is Peter Allen welcoming you on behalf of Chevron Texaco. This afternoon's live matinee broadcast from the stage of the Met is Verdi's La Traviata with Ruth Ann.
Today, Chevron Texaco announced it's giving it one more season. In 2004, the longest-running commercial sponsorship in the history of American broadcasting will come to an end. Music critic Will Berger is the author of the NPR Guide to Opera and also the book Wagner Without Fear, or Wagner Without Fear, I guess I should say. Will Berger, how great a loss is this?
To whom? To the Met or to America?
Well, your pick. First to the Met.
The Met will survive. They'll find somebody else, and perhaps it will even eventually be a good thing, shake things up, this sort of thing. To America, I think the loss is extreme. I think it's really bad. I'm one of those people who grew up on the Met broadcasts. I'm from Los Angeles, which was not a hotbed of culture in those days. And I presume I'm not the only one. So I think the loss is terrific. It's one of the cultural ties between New York and the rest of the country, and we need that now more than ever. There's also the international aspect to it. I mean, the broadcasts have been going to more and more countries internationally, and I think that's a real loss.
Do you think it's likely that the Met can find another sponsor, considering all of the radio programmers, both in commercial and public radio, who would say the best time to put opera on radio is sometime between 1942 and 1949?
I think there's room for it. There may be declining audiences in America, but you know what? There are declining audiences for baseball, and we have need for all of these things that are really the best that America has to offer. One might hope that you could get public funding for such a thing, but that's a dream. I think it is important, and I think the Met will be able to come up with sponsors. Perhaps it will look more like the Super Bowl. I see nothing wrong with having a beer and beach commercials for the opera broadcasts. Why not?
You're describing, though, a kind of broadcast that sounds planets away from the Texaco Chevron Opera with the intermission opera quiz. This is very, very high culture radio we're talking about.
You know, high culture, whatever that means. All right, so there might be a different look to, or sound, to the broadcasts, but that will be fine, too. I just hope there's not a long hiatus in that, and I hope that the broadcasts are not interrupted.
Broadly speaking, does opera actually pay its own way, whether at the box office or in the rare cases where there might be sponsorship of a broadcast? Or is it essentially an activity and an enterprise that makes it by philanthropy and by contributions that are made by very rich fans?
That's a very interesting question. And I think in my studies, it depends on how you add up the economic impact. It creates a lot of jobs directly, indirectly, if we need to justify it that way. But to me, it's completely scandalous that we even have to be justifying it that way. It's something you have in civilization, and we should have it. And I would like to share it with the whole world.
Will Berger, thank you very much for talking with us about this.
My pleasure.
Music critic Will Berger, the author, incidentally, of the NPR Guide to Opera, spoke to us from New York about the announcement from Chevron Texaco that next season will be the last season of the oil company's sponsorship of broadcasts of the Metropolitan Opera.